Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Hi, my name's Ren, and my best friend Drac is a vampire. Oh, but before you freak out, let me explain. Drac isn't like other vampires. He doesn't thirst for blood, he thirsts for knowledge. Each week, we hop into the Coffin of Curiosity for a spooktacular adventure to learn about everything and anything, from how the sun works to why we burp. We have lots of fun, so join us! I promise that the only thing Drac will drink up is information, okay? Worst case scenario, he squirts you with some sunscreen. Search for Drac on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts for the ride of your life.
Whee! Hello again, Story Club members. I'm Ivy, your ghostly host with the most, and keeper of the strangest, spookiest tales on Earth. Today is another Ivy's Chilling Tale. This tale, Story Club members, goes out to my beloved listener, Riley, who is 7 years old and lives in Pittsburgh. I love Pittsburgh. Riley wrote to me at ivy@gokidgo.com with this incredible, terrifying tale for us all to enjoy. I'll bet that you never look down at your feetsies quite the same way after this one. It's a tale Riley calls Sock Monster. Tara had a secret, a slightly embarrassing one. No matter how diligently she kept her socks paired, every morning she found one missing. At first, she blamed it on the washing machine or the playful antics of her pet cat Mittens. But then things took a turn that was unnatural. One evening, as a crimson sun dipped below the horizon and bathed Tara's room in an eerie glow, she was hunting under her bed for her favorite pair of unicorn socks. "Ugh, where are they?" Tara muttered in frustration. Her reaching hands didn't land on her unicorn socks, but she did feel something. What she found instead of her socks was a crumpled piece of paper, its edges singed. Tara carefully unfolded it, and the note read, "For each sock you seek, the monster comes with breath so reek. Beware, young child, of the game you play, or else with your socks you too will stay." Tara's heart raced. It had to be a prank by her older brother Tim. Right? Right. Rolling her eyes, Tara crumpled up the paper and tossed it into the bin, thinking nothing more of it. The next morning, Tara was greeted by an unpleasant surprise. Not just one, but all of her socks were now missing. Even the ones she remembered clearly putting away the previous night had vanished. A chill ran down her spine, but she still convinced herself it was just Tim trying to scare her. "Tim, get in here right now!" she yelled. But when she confronted her brother, he was as surprised as she was. "You think I have time to play silly games?" Tim grumbled, his earbuds dangling from his neck. "Besides, half of my socks are gone too. I'm gonna have to become a year-round sandal guy at this rate. Ugh, yuck." That evening, after their parents had gone out for dinner and left the two of them alone, Tara and Tim decided to turn the house upside down looking for their socks. Where had they gone? After searching every nook and cranny, they were about to give up when they heard a soft, muffled giggle coming from the laundry room. The siblings exchanged a nervous glance and tiptoed toward the sound. As they approached the laundry room, the washing machine started up on its own, the drum spinning violently. The giggling grew louder and more sinister. Both Tara and Tim were frozen in fear. Suddenly, the machine's door flung open and out tumbled socks. hundreds and hundreds of socks, forming into a huge pile that shifted and moved. From the heart of the mound, two beady eyes blinked open and a wide, crooked mouth stretched into a grin. It was the sock monster, and it was real. The creature was entirely made of mismatched socks, woven together in a twisted tapestry of lost laundry. It giggled again, the sound echoing eerily through the room.
"Welcome,"
it rasped, its voice like the scratchy fabric of a worn-out sock.
"I've been waiting for you."
Tim stepped forward, his face pale.
What do you want from us?" The creature chuckled.
Isn't it obvious? I've been collecting socks from this household for years, a few at a time. But now I want more. I want to be bigger, stronger, and for that I need all the socks."
Tara gulped, her eyes darting to the creature's enormous size. "But why?" The monster leaned closer, its foul breath filling the room.
"Because every sock gives me power. Every lost pair fuels my existence. And soon, I won't just stop at socks. I'll take other things, cherished toys, favorite shirts, and then, maybe even children."
Tara felt a shiver of terror run down her spine. This had to be a nightmare. There was no way any of this could be real. Oh, she pinched herself, hoping to wake up. But the pain confirmed the monster's presence. The siblings backed away, looking for an escape. But the sock monster advanced, its steps silent, but the threat evident.
"I have a proposal for you two,"
it said, pausing to gauge the reaction.
"A game. If you win, I'll return all the socks I've taken and never bother you again. But if I win, I'll take something more valuable than socks."
Both Tara and Tim exchanged fearful glances. It was clear they had no choice but to play the creature's game. But what was the game? And how could they possibly outsmart a monster that defied everything they knew about reality prior to a few moments ago? The sock monster grinned, revealing a row of sharp teeth made of sock clips and buttons.
"Are you ready to play?"
As the monster laid out the rules of its sinister game, Tara and Tim knew they had to work together and come up with a plan of their own, fast. The stakes were high, and the price of losing was unthinkable. They had to defeat the monster and save their socks, and potentially themselves. The laundry room was still, save for the malevolent giggling of the sock monster. Its eyes gleamed with anticipation.
"The game is simple, it hissed. Hide and seek. I will hide, and you two will seek. Find me within the hour, and all the socks and your safety will be returned. Fail, and you'll become a part of my collection."
Tim tried to keep his voice steady.
And if we refuse?" The creature growled.
"Then the game begins with higher stakes. Instead of an hour, you'll only have 15 minutes.
Tara exchanged a glance with her brother. Fine, we'll play your game, but promise you'll keep your end of the bargain." The sock monster bowed theatrically.
"You have my socky word."
The monster began to dissolve, unraveling sock by sock, spreading all over the room until it disappeared. The house was suddenly filled with a haunting silence. Tim grabbed a flashlight.
"Come on, we need to split up. We'll cover more ground that way."
Tara nodded, clutching another flashlight. "Meet me back here in 45 minutes, no matter what. And Tim, be careful." Both began their search, moving from room to room, peering under beds, behind curtains, and inside wardrobes. Every shadow, every rustle made Tara jump. Every creak of the floorboards sent Tim's heart racing. As the minutes ticked by, Tara felt a growing sense of despair. She was about to give up when she heard a faint rustling sound coming from her bedroom. Drawing a deep breath, she slowly opened the door. Her room was in disarray, and in the midst of the chaos was a tiny sock puppet moving on its own. It looked up at her, its button eyes gleaming.
"Looking for someone?"
it taunted. Tara bent down, trying to catch the puppet, but it was too swift, darting away from her at every attempt. Frustrated, she said, "If you're a part of that monster, tell me where it's hiding." The puppet giggled.
"Why should I?"
"Because," Tara paused, thinking quickly. "If the sock monster becomes more powerful, won't it stop needing little helpers like you?" The sock puppet paused, its yarn eyebrows furrowing. After what seemed like an eternity, it whispered,
"In the basement."
Meanwhile, Tim had a brainwave of his own. Remembering a book he'd read about creatures made from inanimate objects, he rushed to his room, searching for it. Flipping through the pages, he found what he was looking for, a spell to unravel such entities. As the 45-minute mark approached, Tara and Tim met up in the laundry room as planned. Sharing their findings, they decided on a plan. The basement door creaked ominously as Tara and Tim inched it open. The room was cold, and the only light there was coming from the siblings' flashlights. And there, at the far end of the basement, sat the sock monster, larger and more menacing than it had been less than an hour ago in the laundry room.
"Time's almost up,"
it sneered. But Tara was undeterred. "We know your weakness now."
"And we know how to defeat you," added Tim.
As Tara distracted the monster with tales of every sock she'd ever lost, Tim began chanting the spell from his book. The monster roared in anger and lunged at Tara, but she dodged and it crashed into a pile of old boxes. With every word Tim chanted, the monster started to unravel, sock by sock, thread by thread. Its roars grew weaker, its form smaller, until it was just a heap of mismatched socks. Exhausted, the siblings high-fived each other. They had won the game. The next morning, as sunlight streamed into their bedrooms, Tara and Tim found all their socks, neatly paired and tucked away. But they knew they'd be extra careful from now on. The legend of the sock monster became a frequently told tale in their house, and sometimes, late at night, Tim and Tara thought that they could still hear a faint giggle. A soft reminder that socks, once lost, have tales of their own.
I don't know about you, beloved listeners, but becoming a year-round sandal wearer doesn't sound half bad after this scary story. Who cares about fashion? At least I'm alive, am I right? Many thanks to Riley for this amazing story. If you have stories you want to share like Riley, reach out to me at ivy@gokidgo.com. And I'll weave a wicked tale from you for all of the Story Club members. And come back tomorrow for another episode, because every Story Club member needs a little scare every day. Ivy out.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. and it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.